Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Welcome back, guys. DG Ask Camel X. Happy gloomy Wednesday out there. I think it's going to be like this until the weekend, maybe even through the weekend. Today we're in Studio C, which is one of our kind of side studios. We usually do production and things like that because as we speak, the worker bees are out there just like really cleaning up the Camel X and Studio B because tomorrow's Camel X Day and we have a bunch of the OGs coming in. We want to present well and be respectful of them. So I will be on tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon with Amy Markscores and Charlie Brennan and Bob Costas and my friend John Carney. Wheels, you're going to be on with Matt.
So Matt and I and Bernie, the three of us will be at least that 1 hour, right?
Yeah.
And then after 6 o'clock, we have the one segment. I think that's just you and I with Bob Ramsey, but Dan Dierdorf's going to join us.
I can't wait for you guys. I mean, just to hear all the sports history is going to be great.
Mike Kelly from Mizzou, because Mizzou's obviously been a big part of KMOX sports history. So our section obviously will be very heavily sports oriented.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of Cardinal stuff earlier in the day too.
Yeah.
Tom is going to Randy Carricker is going to be a part of that.
Yeah, I think Randy and Klaibs are doing an hour together. Maybe.
Yeah. Joe Buck's a part of that conversation. So there'll be a lot of baseball. There's going to be, I think Curbs is going to jump on to do some hockey. There's going to be, and actually there's more than just Curbs. I think we have Ken Wilson coming on. So there's going to be a good mix of everything throughout the course of the day. Yeah.
So Matt, I've never heard your story from like growing up. Like, what did KMOX mean to you back then as a kid and a young man? And what has it meant to you to come back home?
Well, it's always been a huge deal because my dad worked here in the 60s. My dad he had a number of roles. He was actually kind of in Steve Moore's role at one point. He was a general sales manager at one point. He did some on-air producing. He was the producer of Sports Open Line in the 60s at one point.
Whoa,
cool. Yeah, he produced the show that I'm now
bring
the
him
host
in?
Of.
Tomorrow?
I wasn't planning on it, but
you ought to.
I should, yeah.
You should.
KMOX has always been just a huge thing. I've always looked at it as the gold standard. You know, when I came back, one of my quotes was, KMOX was the only station that I would return to St. Louis for. That was 100% truthful. And part of it was because I'm so aligned with baseball, and that's what has kind of prompted my career changes, or career moves, I should say, and Cardinals are on KMOX. So that's part of it. But the other part of it was just, it's KMOX.
Yeah. Yeah, when I've told the story very recently, but I'll tell you, when I was trying to make the decision whether to come from 97.1 to KMOX, I asked my son Nick, because I always ask him advice, and without hesitating, he said, selfishly, if I could say that my dad was on the same station as Jack Buck, Mike Shannon, Bob Costas, that would make me very proud. And I'm like, well, done.
Is.
What are you going to do? Before we get into anything, update on your health?
I'm doing better. I'm still not 100%. I got a couple miles in on a walk today, which was
impressive.
Nice. Yeah, me and my wife went out and walked around the neighborhood. Yesterday, we did the same thing. It was really slow yesterday. You know, it's weird when, like, we're going up hills and we're pushing the stroller, and I look at my wife, who is half the size of me. I'm like, yeah, can you push the stroller while we go up this hill?
And so, was this solely a deviated septum thing, or did they do some other stuff?
The initial surgery was for deviated septum, but just kind of cleaning out some nasal stuff. I was prone to lose my voice, and that's why I did it. But then that turned into a whole thing where they couldn't stop my bleeding. I went home after the surgery. Everything was fine. The bleeding didn't stop until about 3 hours, start again until about 3 hours later.
And did they think that was the hemophilia?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did some measures ahead of time because I have hemophilia, and the bleeding was just too much, and it wasn't enough. I went back into my doctor, my ENT, was awesome, and so compassionate and so caring. He worked on me for 3 hours in his chair in his office. I was at a surgery center earlier. I went back in to see him, but he was in his office at that point. Three of the most excruciating hours of my life because I just had surgery in that area in the morning, and they're working on it. Zero pain pills or anything at that point. It was terrible. And then they just couldn't stop the bleeding. And my blood pressure was spiking during that time, all the stress. They called an ambulance. When I got into the ambulance, my BP was 200 over 110. And the guy in the back yelled to the person driving, "We're going in hot." And they turned on lights and sirens, and they got me to Big Barns. And I had breathing issues because I couldn't breathe through my nose. And they were, you know, putting me so much painkillers in me that I was basically like passing out. And my amazing wife was like trying to wake me up because every time I would pass out, my mouth would close and I would stop breathing because no air could come through my nose. So, and they couldn't put an oxygen mask on me because all the blood was coming out. So they would, they eventually found something that they like put around my neck and shot the air up from below. And that's when my oxygen started to stay consistent again. But man, it was, my daughters were in the room at the ENT for that 3 hours watching me go through that. And then they had to see me get put into the cart and the you know, hospital, you know, the things go off. So there's a lot. There's a lot for sure.
Can you tell the story about the insurance lady?
Yeah. So this was the one of the coolest things that happened. I'm not an overly emotional person, but there are a few things over the few days that definitely hit me, you know, in the heart. And I looked terrible. I lost about 2 pints of blood. And my face was just covered, not my body was covered in blood. And the registration lady came in while I was at the ER, like they always do, because they want to get insurance information and payment information and everything. And she looks at me, and I'm holding two things at this point, trying to stop that were supposed to help the bleed. I can't remember what they were, but I remember my hands were filled. So I couldn't do anything to wipe the blood off of myself. And this woman, whose job is to collect insurance information, looks at me, kind of shakes her head in, "I can't believe this guy's sitting here looking like this," stops everything she's doing, finds towels, finds soap, finds everything, and comes over and starts cleaning me. And it was kind of embarrassing in the moment. I told her multiple times, "This isn't your job. You don't have to do this." And she just kept doing it. She wouldn't listen to me.
So nice.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So great. Just humans.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then we don't disappoint, right? Every now and then we go.
Yeah, you got a few good ones out there still.
Yeah, we spend so much time like complaining about all the bad things people do and all the reasons like there are to not have faith in humanity. Mm-hmm. And then you hear something like that and it's like,
yeah,
that's amazing.
That's sweet. That's really sweet. Let's talk a little sports. And I was listening to you guys talk. First, let me say this, and this leads into the topic about reasonable expectations about the Cardinals and such. I have had such an education with you guys because before meeting you, if someone would have said, "Hey, tell me about your baseball experience," I would have been kind of braggy. "Oh, I played a lot of baseball. I was pretty good, this, that, blah, 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 blah." And listening to you guys and talking with you guys, I realized, oh, you were just a decent sandlot player. There's so much more to know about the game, especially the pro game, and I've learned so much from you guys. And I listened to you talk about the relationship you have with the listeners and how, I'm sure this isn't a St. Louis thing, I'm sure it's an every city
thing. It's an every city thing for sure.
But people tend to maybe overestimate their team and think like, well, we'll probably trade Brendan Donovan for Kyle Tucker, you know. And that's just not the way these things go.
No, and you can get – the bummer about this is they're going to – assuming they trade Donovan, which I think they will, they're going to get a really nice package of players back. But then these people on social media and other media outlets are lifting it up like Brendan Donovan is a MVP candidate and one of the best players, you know, that's ever walked the face of the earth. So they're putting all these expectations about the kind of return. So then the Cardinals are going to get a return. Chaim Bloom's going to do a great job. They're going to get a package of players that's really going to help this team moving forward. But there's going to be a certain percentage of people that are going to be disappointed in the return, not because it's not a good return, but because these expectations have been set so high on what you can get back for a Donovan.
I mean, the part of the problem is that there are accounts, and this is not everyone. There are a lot of great bloggers and podcasters in the Cardinals space. I listen to a lot of them. They're really good. And there are others that are still okay, but then they get caught up in speculation or they get caught up in their own ideas. And then they start putting out ideas that make no sense. Like, I've seen things comparable for Donovan that are comparable to what Washington got for Juan Soto from San Diego. That's not happening. You're not getting that. I mean, like, the realistic, there are previous trades that are comparable to, like, a guy like Donovan, you know, a couple years of control for a guy that's made the All-Star team, and he's a very good, regular, everyday player, and he can play a lot of spots. He's really good. He's not a perennial All-Star. He's not a guy that's going to challenge for an MVP. He's not going to get you one of the best pitching prospects in baseball. He's not going to get you one of the best hitting prospects in baseball. There are going to be guys that may have high ceilings but may also have low floors, or they're going to be guys with higher floors that don't have the biggest ceiling. It's going to be something more sensible, and that's what Matt's talking about. Like, that's going to be a good trade because the Cardinals, by trading Donovan, aren't leaving a gaping hole. They have similar players to play that position. I mean, J.J. Weatherholt could be the guy that just steps in, and Weatherholt is a better player than Donovan talent-wise and eventually will be in terms of production and numbers too. It's a matter of whether it's immediately or a little further down the road. So you don't need to, like, replace him. You have replacements for him. What you're trying to do is fill some other needs. They need pitching depth. They maybe could use some more power in the organization. You know, guys that might have fallen off a little bit in the last calendar year because they had a bad year. Those are reclamation problems. Like, you're going to get good players and good talent. But the expectation level is set so high that it's not going to get met. Like, you're not getting an all-star starting pitcher for Brendan Donovan. That's not happening. Because you're trading with contenders. Contenders want Brendan Donovan. They don't want to trade an all-star starter that they then have to go replace. You're going to get somebody's starting pitcher that doesn't quite fit their rotation at the moment, or who's just about ready for the majors, but they don't need him right now. You're going to get that kind of player, and that kind of player can make you better. You're not trading Donovan to get future superstars. Your future superstars are guys like J.J. Weatherholt and Liam Doyle, and guys that you can work on, you know, getting players in the draft. And you know, we won't get too detailed on this, but Matt sent me this text yesterday, and there was a report out of the Dominican that the Cardinals, and this is not confirmed, and I don't think it can be confirmed by any source. This is just like, it's not against the rules. It's just not how it works. But teams come to, like, gentlemen's agreements with the representatives of the young international free agents well in advance of when the signing period opens up during the summer. So they apparently, according to this report in the Dominican, have agreed to to sign one of the best international prospects out there this year.
They called him, what, the Dominican Aaron Judge?
Yeah, well, the reporter called him the Dominican Aaron Judge, but he's 16. He's 6'2", 200 pounds already, and he's hitting the ball, you know, 110 miles an hour off the bat, and he's legitimately a real top-end talent. That's how you're going to get your superstars. You're not getting superstars for 2 years of a good player. Does that make sense the way I'm phrasing
it does,
that?
Yeah. It does.
And if you want to look at reasonable comp, so, like, I think there's an interesting, we'll talk about this tonight, I think, Matt. There was a trade between the Angels and the Orioles yesterday that, to me, could be something interesting for the Cardinals to look at. So the Orioles traded a right-handed pitcher who does actually have that kind of upside for 1 year of an outfielder named Taylor Ward. Now, that pitcher has already been in the major leagues. He's 26, 27, but he's had lots of injuries, shoulder problems. He had bone spurs removed from his elbow in August. So the injuries are why the Orioles are willing to move him, but that's a high upside talent. And you're only getting 1 year of a guy. Now, it's a power guy. It's a 30-homer outfielder, Taylor Ward. That might be something that the Cardinals could capitalize on. There may be some guys. One of them might even play for the team that Rob Serfolio used to work for. There's a guy in the Cleveland system who fits that profile. He's younger, but he throws 100 miles an hour. He's just been hurt a lot. And maybe that's the kind of guy you could steal, like, the lottery ticket. His name's Daniel Espino. Like, if you were able to get a guy like that who at one time was a top 20, 25 prospect, but because of repeated injuries, shoulder injuries and things, he's kind of fallen back. Sure, you could get that high upside lottery ticket, but there's going to be a lot of risk attached.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to set expectations low. I want to set them accurately.
Right, yeah.
Because it's not about You know, if you think you're getting a Juan Soto return for Brendan Donovan, you're out of your mind.
You're gonna be terribly disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, boys. Appreciate it. Welcome back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Guys, DG, Ask 104.1 FM, KMOX 425. Make sure you're with us tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. for KMOX Day. Lots of, we have a schedule, and that's all we have. Like, there's no, it's just going to be what it is, and it's going to be chaotic.
Great
stories.
It's going
to be fun. Yes.
Lot of stories.
I get to interview Costas for like 2 hours, which means two questions.
That's true.
You're not wrong. It's the best though. He's my favorite. This is a total KMOX thing, right? My first year at KMOX. This is like 2006, and we had arranged to record an interview with Bob Costas for Sports Open Line, and he had to cancel at the last second. It was something important. It was something work related. And the next day, it was around Thanksgiving, either that or Christmas. And I was traveling the next day, and I had gone out of town. And I'm sitting at it was Christmas, because I was at a family Christmas party. And my phone rings, and I look down, and it's Bob Costas. And he called just to say he was sorry for having to reschedule, and then said, here are a couple days, let's do it on one of these days, and we'd go for an hour. I'm like, "What? How cool is that? Like, he had a legitimate reason for not being able to do it, and he just calls me personally. Doesn't know me at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Really cool.
I got to tell you, over the summer when Ricky Horton would text me, I would make a very big deal of it.
I could
be in a QT, and I'm like, I'm sorry, hold on 1 second. It's Mr. Richard Horton. Yeah, I did television this morning with Aki, and he told me, we're just talking about KMOX Day, and he said, Dave, you know how everything Ackerman says is very Ackerman-ish. And he's like, Dave, and everything he says to you, it's like he's telling you a state secret. He's always looking around, you know? And he goes, I got to tell you, just a couple weeks ago, I got a text from Costas complimenting my interview on Gas House Gang with Ozzie Smith. And he said, first of all, I can't believe that Costas knows about Gas House Gang. The enormity of it. That's just so cool.
Yeah.
The effect that those guys have on us.
Mm-hmm.
Costas was my first guest on Sports Open, my first day here. Oh. I walked in the door.
Wow.
I didn't even know I was hosting that day. It was literally my first day at KMOX. I kind of thought, you know,
might
have a few days before they put me on the air. Nope, I walk in and it's like, yeah, you're hosting tonight. And Bob Costas is going to be with you as you start your show. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty
cool.
That's
a great start.
It's all downhill from here.
He's so kind, though.
Yeah.
And he's so kind on the air. Very generous, very giving person on the air.
Yeah.
Never leaves you hanging.
No.
Feeling stupid.
No, never.
Who are you most looking forward to hearing or talking to tomorrow?
Boy, I don't know. That's tough. Probably the stuff that's going on when it's you and Charlie and you and Amy, like early in the day, because those are the people I don't hear a lot from, you know? The sports guys, I'm looking forward to ours having Dan Dierdorf. I love talking to Dan Dierdorf. He's so much fun and such a nice guy.
What a talented man.
Yeah. I mean, he sat in these chairs, man.
Yeah.
You know, not only is he one of the greats, you know, he's a great offensive lineman and one of the greats in NFL history, but he's also a guy that sat in these chairs and was one of the early sports talk pioneers.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great show tonight. Quick break, right back, DGS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.